Okay, today's learning should be learned. This was Chaim Luz, Shem Shai, Moshe, and Daniel Rivka, Ras Moshe, Israel. He's supposed to be Shalaima, Chaim, Moshe, Yeshiva, Malka, Yohannes, Ben Sarmi, and Bracha, Basar, Malka, Matzli, Yitzchak, Ben, Fegeldina, Beschus, for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. We're holding Simon Reish Ches. We are up to Sif Gimel. Kishanois, says the Mechavik, Shanois, then Kemach, Lotech, Shkedim, Shais, Lachayos. It used to be some sort of medicinal drink they used to make. Not a drink, some sort of dish that they used to make for people who were sick. They would take almonds and mix it with flour. And they're doing it because in order to fill up the person, I guess the chaylim they couldn't eat, this was something that they were able to eat to come to satisfy them. So mevarach b'armin ha'mezaynus, because then the kemach is there to eat. It's not just there, as we learned last week. Remember, we closed that if something is there just as a binder, or just something there to either bind or to thicken the food, then you didn't make a bracha on it. But here, since it's being done as a food, though the kemach is considered automatically the ikker, and therefore it's mezainis v'imlet da'avik ba'alma. It's just to glue these almonds together, to bind them together. You don't make a bar minizinus. However, the Mechaber says, and we'll see, the Mishavur will explain why, better to really eat this during a meal. After you made a mitzvah, you put them in this way, you won't run into any shilas. Well, now, we'll have to see why is that a shilas. Says the Mishavur, even if the kemach is just a minority of the ingredients in here, as we already learned last week, since the flour is from the chameshes haminen, chashkedim, the almonds, batlu lagabeo, they become batle. So it's only there as a binding agent. You don't make a mezainus. That kemach batle lagabeo pri. And now b'sif beis, as we just learned in sif beis. But toiv lahachmer. Now, why does he say it's better to eat this during the meal? Mishum de b'maisa chashkedim haderech lasoisei nami lissa. Generally, was made to be nutritious, to feed the cholim. In other words, if I'm certain that this is there to feed the guy in order to be soyed, to be satisfied, everyone agrees it's a mezainus. You don't have to eat it during the meal. But if I tiny that the kemach is there only as a binding agent, it's a little bit unusual because usually it is there also to provide to satiate. The chayla. Now, since we're not sure if it's when in a case where I'm saying it's there as a binding agent, but maybe it's a binding agent and a satiating ingredient in there. So therefore, it would be a mezainus. So once in that case, it becomes a shayla. So therefore, it's better to do it during the meal. To eat it during the meal. Now, perish. La'achlai to eat it. Shahaya av v'roi l'achila. This mixture was thick. The Iliya Rach, Veroy Rach Lashtia. Now, here's an interesting halacha that's negay in certain cases. If it is very liquidy and it's a drink, even if it's made to satisfy, as we'll see shortly in Sivav, when something is a drink, it remains a shahakal, similar to what we had by the Hadama, let's say the Barsh that was done as a drink. When something is a drink, it's automatically shahakal. Better to do it during the meal. Now, the Mechaber used the word mimena, if you pata from it. So the Mishavur just corrects it. It should have said, Sarach loyim mimanavshech. Upata mimanavshech. Either way, you're fine. V'hikshar achreinim. The achreinim ask as follows. The imhu rak ladavik, if it's there just as a binding agent, in came batel agav l'shkedim, it becomes batel to the almonds. So he says, I don't understand the Mechaber's solution. Our shaila was, I have these almonds that I mix flour in. Is it there only as a binding agent? Then it's hadama. Or is it there as a something to satiate the chayla? Then it's a mezainis. Now, therefore, eat it during the meal. Says the Mishabur, let's analyze this. If it's there as a binding agent, then during the meal, I need to make a bracha on the shkedim, because when you have fruit during the meal, you have to make a separate bracha on it. So how did eating it during the meal satisfy this problem? But nearly Yashiv says, we can really explain, since he's a chayla, he can't eat a lot of foods. In this particular case, These shkedim are his ikker meal. Since it's ikker meal, it's not like fruit during the meal. This becomes the ikker part of his meal. So since if you washed, if I decide I'm going to sit down, I'm going to wash, and then I'm going to have a meal of fruit, only fruit, I don't have to make a bracha then on that fruit because the fruit is my meal. So, okay, not as applicable today, but so now let's go into Sif Dalet, which is much more applicable. Ochel dogen chai, if you eat raw of the any one of the chamesha saminim. So you take a kernel of wheat, barley, or well, we'll see, barley might be a different halacha, oats, and you decide to chew on it. Oi, also kloy, so you toasted them in the oven. Oi shalak, or you cooked them. Vagarin and shalemim, and the seeds or the kernels are whole. So this is unlike what we learned in the beginning. We learned in the beginning that if I go ahead and I cooked it and it was broken up or they became very mushy and glued together, right? Then it became a mezainis. Over here, it retained its original form. Nothing, ain't a mevarach al bar pri adama. You only make a bar pri adama. Ula achrav, and afterwards you make a bar nefashas, you make a bar nefashas. Let's see the Ramah. The Ramah says, v'had a mevarach lefana bar pri adama, heinu. The Ramah argues on the Mechaber. Mechaber said this halacha would apply to all of the chamesh min and dagim. The Ramah disagrees. He says, let's say oats or that toasted or just cooked whole, they're edible. If I eat barley, I fill a kluyim be'esh, even if I toasted them, they're really not very tasty. So this is a side point. The Ramah and the Mechaber argue, if toasted sa'irim, right, toasted barley, is that a hadama or a shahakal? But everyone agrees that toasted kernels, at the most, is hadama, definitely not a mezainis. Chay mashra divi rashba, shemashra hishva chitin l'sa'irim l'vracha chayna mashra v'lo yoshayna. The rashba also holds that the chitin and sa'irim as a bracha chayna have the same, but a bracha rishayna, toasted sa'irim would be a shahakal, and toasted wheat would be a mezainis. Now, let's pause over here before the next part of this sif. We're going to talk about bracha achrayna. Let's pause over here and read the Mishabura when we learned so far. So far, just to recap, we said that these toasted kernels of the chameches min and dargim, everything but barley, maybe according to Ramah, is a hadama and not a mezainis, assuming that they're whole. Dogen chai, chameches minimim v'chlal v'aramah cholik v'sarim. The Ramah argues, and so the Mechaber says the same halacha applies to all of the chameches minimim, and the Ramah argues, he says it only applies to bali. V'agreen and shleimim, the seeds are whole, right? Shleimim. Shleim chilka mitchili, he didn't break them up. V'gam lo nismachu, they didn't become mushy. Chlal, they abishu by cooking. Einen chashivu l'mazen, elik ashapri adama ninu, they are considered like any other fruit of the ground, and therefore it's adama. The im husar klipa yedei ketisha. What happens if you crushed it and you remove the husk? Yes, I'm the bechasim barim in the zaynis kind of special. The chashem ma'ase gedera. Some hold that once you cook it, it becomes a mezainis. Yes, I'm the bechasim pri adama. And there are those who say it's a pri adama. Kemen shagarin and atzma shleim. And since it's still a whole, va'anochen shla yoichlim ki metay chasuda. The best is to only eat them during the meal. Levat svar satayses lekami vayilav b'saf simin sif katan vav. Kishas the stopko yidei bishul when they got cooked and they stuck together through the cooking. Yesh lismach lechil levarch baramin mezainis v'achach man shalosh. There you can make a baramin mezainis. Achen, however, sa'irim when it comes to barley shehusak klipasim agam mixup sam gufa yidei trinas arachaim. Some of them got broken up. Shenas and ketanim meimash shahayim ikaynim. They got smaller than they were originally. What does that mean? Shekayr and peril grouping. It was a kind of barley they had. Those who hold, you can make a mezainis on that. It's okay. Okay. Now, we said that the Ramah says that you should make a shahakal, rak shahakal, cooked barley, he agrees that you make a bar priyadama. Lamaisa, where does this affect us? So the most obvious place that this affects us is in granola bars. Okay? So granola bars, as I sent out the article yesterday, is generally definitely the better granola bars. If you buy the Nature Valley, you buy those brands, the better brands. It is made by toasting the kernels, then they are crushed afterwards. Okay, so they're not crushed before and then cooked. They're toasted and then they are crushed and they're pressed in a very, very heavy kind of press that really squeezes them flat. And then they are somehow another, they are bound together. So they're not bound together through. Now, granola that you pour into a yogurt, loose granola, is exactly this case. It's toasted. The only difference is they're crushed afterwards. So they're definitely adama. The granola and the granola bar is then stuck together, but it's not stuck together because of the bishul. It's stuck together either because they're squeezed together or they must add something that helps glue it together. I don't know what that is, but it's not glued together, so to speak, by the cooking of it. So those granola bars are bevade, are a hadama, not a mezainis. Okay, we'll get shortly into what the bracha achrayin is, and we'll see the problem that comes into it. Now, what about the cheaper brands of the granola bar? Not necessarily cheaper by price, but not the highest quality. Some of the kosher brands. So some of them, those kernels are actually cooked and then dried out and made into granola bars, right? Seems to be an easier process to make. I'm not an expert on making granola bars, but it seems to be an easier process to make. So those are cooked and then are made into, I don't know if it really depends on the flavor, because the flavor is really just other stuff mixed into it. The actual granola, not talking about like the kind bars and things like that. There's probably, we'll get to that in a second. But those granola bars there becomes even a bigger shiloh because those are actually cooked and then squeezed out and then glued together. So some say that those are mezainis. Maaseh the Rav said he makes adam on all of them, but there are some who on those other ones will only eat it, so to speak, during a meal, the same solution that we had previously. The kind bars are a little bit different because the kind bars, the way I think they're made, I'm not 100% sure about this, the kind bars are really more of the case that we had of nuts mixed with honey, because they really, it's not necessarily honey, but really what they do over there is they take candy and they heat it up to a certain temperature, a perfect temperature that the candy becomes liquefied but not burnt. And then they mix in the nuts, and then they cool it off. So that, l'chaira, would be the bracha that's the exact case of we had of nuts that is cooked, mixed with heated up honey, and then cooled off, which the bracha we said remains whatever the bracha either eitz adama, depending on the kind of nuts that are being used. I don't think that falls into the same category as the granola. So lemais on the granola, we should be making a hadama, it seems. Now, the problem and this also this shiloh also plays a role in, and I forgot, the only time I'll remind us tomorrow, he told me one of the names of one of the cereals, maybe the olam here knows, is one of the cereals made from a puffed oat. Not honey nuts. There's another one. I forgot which one it is. It's made from puffed kernels, right? They heat them up almost like popcorn. They heat it up until it pops, right? That is this case, which l'chaira, it would be a hadama. It would not be a mezainis, those cereals. It seems to be something that's more common in Eretz Yisrael, but he did tell me there was one. I forgot which one it is. He did tell me. Well, maybe corn pops. No, corn pops are made from corn, so that's not the one. Corn pop, that's definitely not right. There's one that's made from maybe Captain. What's Captain Crunch made from? Anybody know? Not sure. Okay, so one of them is made from what's it called? Okay, let's finish up this simon over here. Now, what about the Baruch HaChrayin? But Tosis the Stapku, in Yivarach Lachar Bracham Ein Shalish, should you make a Bracham Ein Shalish or a Bainer Shafashes? Now we'll see that this bracha main shalosh, you can't say alamichya because it's not a mezainis, right? So we don't make alamichya. Taisa's actually asking, we'll see in the Mishabura, the Taisa's actually asking, should you make an aladama ba pri adama, a new bracha? Maybe golden crisp, maybe you're right. Okay. Yeah, I think you're right. So aladama ba pri adama. Now Taisa at the end says we never saw that the Chachamim in such a bracha, therefore we can't make it. So basically, the bracha is a suffix, what bracha achrayin you make on it. There are some who say that when it comes to these things, you shouldn't eat it regularly, you should just eat it as part of a meal. So some, based on this, say that we shouldn't be eating granola bars outside of a meal, because the bracha achrayin, according to this Taisus, the bracha achrayin on granola bars is questionable. Should it be a bar nefashis or al adama pri adama? We can't make al adama pri adama because Taisa says we don't see the chachamim ever masak in such a bracha. He remains as a tzarachin, as what the bracha achrayin is. That's why I think he mentioned that article. That's another article I saw, but he mentions there That those who are makpid, that if they're eating granola bars, they never eat more than 1.5 granola bars, right? Unless they're eating other things also that will also require them to make an alamichi and a bar in the fascia. So then maybe either way he's going to be fine. But there are those who will only, I think it comes out to 1.5 of those. The granola bars come with 2 pieces, and I think 1.5, if I remember correctly, is less than the share that would require a bracha achrayinus. So some people are makpid never to eat more than that in order not to run into this shaila. Let's see the Mishabura quickly. Nestapku Sfirulu, the Mikal Makum came Shemin Dagan, he since Lamais is from the Chmesh Shemin Dagan, Efchulin, in Bracha Chreinitz, Arch Lavarch, Main Shalish. Maybe you do have to make a Main Shalish. You can't make al so the taisa remains by tzarachian. So lemaisa, if you did eat the full granola bar, you should make a bar nefashis, because by ikar din lemaisa, that is the bracha chreina that we pass him. Like I said, the ados are makbid either to eat less than the shear, or not to eat them outside of a meal. Okay, and that's a sham. We will start with Simen Hay tomorrow.